Now here's Phil to introduce our second set of news stories.
Our next set of stories share a health theme. Norwich nurses took to the picket line on Wednesday the 18th. More women will be able to get checked for breast cancer after technology upgrades at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. Poor public transport in Norfolk and rising living costs are leading patients to skip NHS appointments. Macmillan Cancer Support is looking for more volunteers to join their Macmillan Buddy service. Alison will tell us about the picketing nurses.
Scores of nurses in Norfolk and Waveney have taken to picket lines amid a rumbling dispute over pay and work conditions. For the first time in decades, members of the Royal College of Nursing, the RCN, in the region staged walkouts in an effort to secure an inflation-busting pay rise. At the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital in Colney, there was a strong turnout as nurses took part in the walkout. Health bosses have reassured any people with postponed appointments that they will be rescheduled as a priority, rather than going to the back of the waiting lists.
More women will be able to get checked for breast cancer after high-tech upgrades to make screenings more accessible. The life-saving investment will see live remote access upgrades to two existing units at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. It is part of a £10 million upgrade investment announced by the government that also includes 16 new mobile breast screening units, 13 additional static units, and software upgrades to carry out ultrasounds and x-rays. Health Minister Helen Whateley said, "Catching cancer early saves lives. Last year, 100,000 people were diagnosed with cancer at stages 1 and 2. This is the highest proportion on record, but we want to do better still. These breast cancer screening units will mean more people can get checked for cancer closer to home." The NHS breast screening programme offers all women between the ages of 50 and their 71st birthday the opportunity to be screened every 3 years. In addition to the upgrades, the breast screening offices is also running extra screening sessions to clear any remaining mammogram backlog, although a large number of services have recovered.
Poor public transport in Norfolk and the cost of living crisis are putting people off seeking healthcare due to additional costs, a patient watchdog has warned. A survey has shown people are so worried about cash that they're not collecting prescriptions, according to Healthwatch England. Healthwatch Norfolk says people are struggling to access care and support because of the county's rural location and difficulties accessing public transport, particularly outside peak travelling times. A poll by the National Health Watch organisation found that the number of people avoiding NHS appointments because they couldn't afford to travel almost doubled between October and December. Over a third of people said the changes they have made to their lives due to the cost of living crisis have affected their mental health. Women are disproportionately affected by spiralling costs, with 35% saying their mental health has got worse over the last 2 months, compared to 26% of men. And Healthwatch Norfolk say the national findings are mirrored in local trends, compounded by issues around public transport access and difficulty in finding non-emergency NHS dental care. Alex Stewart, chief executive of Healthwatch Norfolk, said, "We know that both the rural location of Norfolk and the public transport infrastructure make the cost of living situation worse." A government spokesman said, "It's vital that people attend their appointments, and we have capped bus tickets at £2 for thousands of bus routes to keep public transport accessible and affordable, while we've also frozen prescription charges for the first time in 12 years.
At the time of year when thoughts turn to New Year's resolutions, Macmillan Cancer Support is looking for people in Norfolk to join its Macmillan Buddy service. The charity says that volunteering in the local community is a great way to make a difference in 2023, and Macmillan Cancer Support is looking for volunteers who can provide face-to-face and telephone support to local people who are living with cancer. There is a particular need for more volunteers right across Norfolk to help those with cancer to feel less alone and isolated. And it would be a great start to 2023 to be able to provide even more support to those who need it. Volunteers will be given full training and will be asked to spend time talking and listening to help the emotional well-being of the people they are matched with. Amy Blake, Macmillan's Volunteering Services Delivery Manager for the East of England, said, "This is a wonderful opportunity for people to develop their skills while making a huge difference to the lives of others. I have seen the incredible impact the Macmillan Buddy Scheme has on both our volunteers and those they help, particularly those who are struggling with anxiety or loneliness. Our volunteers tell us the role is extremely rewarding and we want to be able to reach even more people who need us. I would urge anyone who wants to make a difference in their local community to get in touch. A chat goes a long way in putting the smile back on someone's face. The Macmillan Buddy Service matches people living with cancer with compassionate volunteers to provide emotional and practical support. For details, visit www.macmillan.org.uk/volunteering/Macmillan-buddies.